It's Monday, the 7th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The November 2024 election will take place in an increasingly competitive political landscape to help voters critically engage with information and make informed decisions. Several media and civil society organizations are joining forces to create a fact-checking coalition with funding support from the Google News Initiative. Here's Frederico Links from Namibia Fact Check.
I think we're all seeing sort of problematic information on the election information landscape. As we move closer, the expectation is that it could just get worse. And we are trying to assist voters in identifying what is credible, what is accurate, what is truthful, so that when people go into the voting booth, that they aren't confused by all the information pollution that they've been exposed to at that point. Because we don't want a democracy built on lies and propaganda. And that sort of thing.
Remaining with election-related news, the Electoral Commission of Namibia has cancelled the open international bidding process for printing ballot papers for the 2024 presidential and national assembly elections. ECN spokesperson David Siluka explains the decision.
The decision to cancel the procurement process was arrived at in accordance with Section 54, subsection 1E of the Public Procurement Act, number 15 of 2015 as amended, and following consideration of various factors which may had negatively affect the timely delivery of the ballot papers for the presidential and national assembly elections. The commission has, through its internal procurement structure, considered alternative procurement methods to ensure timely delivery of the ballot papers.
The elections are set for 13 November 2024 for those voting from overseas and 27 November 2024 for voters in the country. The Eastern Cape Police have launched a manhunt following the killing of 6 people in Gudini village near Kumbu last night. 4 people were injured. It's believed the victims were members of the Community Policing Forum. Spokesperson Mayola Ngholi says the motive for the latest shooting remains unclear.
Police are urging anyone with information that could lead to the arrest of the suspect to contact the leader of the investigating team on 082-301-7762 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111.
Staying on the continent, Mozambicans will vote for a new president this week. The Associated Press reports that nearly 17 million voters will vote for the next president alongside 250 members of parliament and provincial assemblies on Wednesday. And former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has called for a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine. He told Newsroom Africa that the people of Palestine should not be denied the right to their sovereignty and questions the occupation of the territory by Israel.
At this point, you made a poll asking the Israelis or the Palestinians how much they support a two-state solution. Probably majority will be against it. But what I have to say to the Israelis and to the international community is it possible for a compromise which will be very painful? Painful for us and I guess painful for the Palestinians. But we have to do something different. And what I think is we Israelis are not supposed to deny the Palestinians from their right for self-determination, for independence in their own sovereign state.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.